Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin.
Once upon a time, every afternoon, when the school bell rang and the children were off, they would go and play in a garden. It was a beautiful garden. The grass was as soft as silk and as green as anything you've ever seen. There were peach trees, which bore the sweetest fruit you've ever tasted, and flowers that smelled better than anything you've ever smelled. There were birds who sang so sweetly that no orchestra could do better. The children would often sit under the willow trees, eating peaches and listening to the sweet melodies. It was divine. In fact, they would tell everyone they saw, "Oh, how lovely it is in the garden! There is truly no better place." But this was no ordinary garden, you see. This garden belonged to the giant. He was not quite fearsome, but he was certainly not friendly. The giant had been away for 7 years visiting a friend, and so the children were able to frolic about in his garden whenever they liked. But the giant had run out of all that he had to say. He did not much care for conversation. So he decided to return home to his castle. When he arrived, he saw the children in his garden and cried,
"What is this? You are not allowed here!"
The children ran home as quick as they could.
"My garden is my garden and mine alone. I will not allow anyone to visit it, let alone play in it. Only I am permitted," he said.
The giant built a high wall around the garden so that not only could no one enter, but they could not even peek inside to see the brilliant blossoms bloom. On the door to the garden, he pinned a giant sign.
"Trespassers will be squashed."
He was quite a selfish giant. Now the children had nowhere to play. Instead, when the school bell rang, they walked slowly home. They had tried to play in the road, but it was too dusty. They had tried to play in the yard, but it was too small. They even tried to play in the town square, but it was too busy. As they walked along, they would reminisce.
"How lovely it was in the garden, do you remember? Oh, how I long to hear the birds sing again. Oh, how sweet the peaches tasted. I shall never have another as good as long as I live."
Winter came. Then spring. There were little blossoms everywhere. The birds returned.
"Tweet, tweet," they said.
But in the garden of the selfish giant, it remained winter. The birds no longer sang, and the trees forgot to bloom. The flowers did not bother to wake from their slumber. There were no children. There was no happiness. Only loneliness. Once, a beautiful flower poked its head out from the grass, but went right back into the ground after seeing the giant's sign. For it was so sorry for the children, it could not bear to bloom. It was only the snow and the frost who were pleased, for they could stay as long as they liked.
"We shall stay all year," they cried. "How wonderful it is to have perpetual winter!"
The frost painted the trees a glimmering silver, while the snow blanketed the ground with her great white cloak.
"Come, North Wind," they summoned. "Come stay with us here, in the wintry garden of the giant."
And the North Wind came. He roared all day about the garden, and in the evening went about into town and knocked all the chimneys down and blew out all the candles.
"What a delightful place it is here,"
he remarked.
"So
Shall we ask the hail to come as well?
He is already on his way, replied the frost.
Pish posh! Aren't I good enough?
Said the snow.
Quite. But we could do with a bit of hail just the same,
said the wind. The hail came.
He rattled on the castle roof until he cracked most of the slates, and then he sprinted around the garden as fast as he could. Meanwhile, the giant looked out his window at his cold, snowy garden.
I cannot understand why spring has not yet arrived, he thought. I do hope it comes soon. How tired I am of the cold.
But spring never came. Nor did summer. And in the autumn time, when the trees began to change colour and every garden had the most splendid fruit, the autumn gave none to the giant's garden. He is much too selfish, she said. I shall let winter stay. And so, winter remained in the garden of the selfish giant. One morning, when the giant was lying awake in his bed, he heard some lovely music playing outside his window.
What is this blessed sound? He thought.
Thinking it was the king's musicians passing by on the road, he went to the window to see. But it was not them at all. It was a little bird who sang. It had been so long since the giant had heard a bird sing in his garden that he thought it the most beautiful song he had ever heard. And suddenly, the hail stopped, and the north wind ceased his roaring. The snow began to melt, and the frost disappeared.
I do believe spring has finally come, he said.
And he closed his eyes and breathed. And the most delicious smell of blossoms wafted right to his nose. When he opened them again and looked into the garden, he saw why winter had gone and spring had finally arrived. Through a tiny hole in the wall, the children had crept in, and they were all perched on tree branches. In every tree, there was a little child. The trees were so delighted to have the children back that they covered them in blossoms. The flowers bloomed and looked up at the sun. The birds flew about singing their beautiful songs. But winter remained in one corner of the garden. The giant could see there was a little boy standing there, struggling to reach up high enough to climb the tree. "Climb up, little one," said the tree. And he bent his lowest branch down as far as he could. But still the boy was too small to reach it. The giant's heart melted.
Oh, how selfish I have been, he cried. I see now why spring has not come until now. I shall hoist that little boy into the tree, and then I shall knock that wall down, and my garden shall forever be the children's playground.
And so he went downstairs and out into the garden. When the children saw him, they all began to climb down, ready to run.
No, no, please stay. I would like you to come to my garden whenever you like.
The children rejoiced. The giant went to the wintry corner and picked the small boy up.
Grab the branch,
he said. The boy listened, and into the tree he went, and that last breath of winter turned to spring.
It is your garden now, children.
The giant knocked down the wall, and every day from then on, he sat in the garden as the children played. Sometimes he would even join in a game or two. His heart was full, and he was loved. The end.
And now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.